The International Air Transport Association says global carriers are losing an estimated $200 million a day in revenue as a result of airline groundings related to the Iceland volcano. Albert Jong, a Singapore-based spokesman for the association, says that is just part of the problem.
There are people who are stranded in Europe who cannot fly back home to Asia. There are travelers who are stranded in Asia and cannot fly back home. At the same time, goods and services cannot be delivered.
Travelers waiting around here are missing out on income because they cannot return to work, like this French physical therapist hoping to get back to Paris.
My office is closed. I have to tell to my patient I can't be in France. It's quite stressed about making money, of course, because it's my work.
On the other end of the stalled air routes are passengers like Nemo Kim, a news anchor for an international broadcaster in Seoul who cannot get back from London. She has been getting text messages for days from her carrier, Korean Air, that flights are canceled. She is hoping to board a plane next Sunday.
If there are no flights, even until then, I'll probably have to send my luggage by mail and then try and get a train ticket going to Madrid and then maybe try and get back to Korea via New York or via Bangkok or Hong Kong. Either way, it's going to be an expensive trip.
The flight cancellations are expected to have additional repercussions for smaller Southeast Asia countries, where travel and tourism is a major share of the economy. Kurt Aschen, VOA News, Seoul.